Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more to get to. Some very disturbing data came in, polling. Believe this or not, I did not believe it. One in three Americans, 33% of all people, Democrats and Republicans, which means a lot more Republicans than Democrats, believe that violence is necessary and justified if U.S. leaders fail to protect the country. That's how the phrase was in the question. They asked, if U.S. leaders fail to protect the country, is violence justified? 33% said yes. Now, that is a very bad statistic. It's a very vague question. It's very subjective. What do you mean by fail to justify? What do you mean by fail to protect? Somebody invades our country and the government won't resist it. Of course they would. Yeah, you're going to defend yourself, no question. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about some subjective idea that you have about whether the country is being sufficiently protected from whatever it is you don't like. And so there's a pipe bomb in an Iowa election place yesterday. The other statistic, threats to members of Congress have doubled in the last year. Threats to members of Congress have doubled in the last year. That's very, very dangerous. The leaders in Congress have already had security. Now they have more. By that, I mean Pelosi, the Speaker, Steny Hoyer, the Majority Leader, and probably Jim Clyburn, the number three. And on the Republican side, Kevin McCarthy of California, Steve Scalise of Louisiana, and Liz Cheney of Wyoming. But now there are threats against all of them. And they all have to go home after they're at work there, and they have to go to the airport and fly back to hundreds of airports around the country, little ones, big ones. Some of them are hooted at, shouted out, and baited on airplanes. Mitt Romney was. This is very dangerous. And it is a threat of violence that has been introduced into American society and our politics, and it was introduced by Donald Trump. During the 2016 race, he said for the first time that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. That was an invitation to assassination. He lied and he tried to explain by saying, I just mean they should vote. For the first time in American history, he introduced that idea. And when the big man suggests something, people who are frequently younger, dissatisfied with their lives, looking for a leader, pick up the thread. It's got to stop. You can't have a third of Americans believing that violence is justified if U.S. leaders, quote, fail to protect the country, end quote, without any detail. You can't have threats to members of Congress. People have to be arrested and prosecuted. Trump's got to be arrested and prosecuted. And right now, it looks like he will be or may be for business fraud, but we will see what else occurs. What else occurs? One bizarre thing happened last night, and now it's hard to believe. Nancy Pelosi decided to recess the House and send everybody home after last night's votes so that they wouldn't be around today. Why is that? Today is March 4. And social media, a number of right-wing groups have said, some of them, that they're going to come to Washington, storm the Capitol again, and March 4 is the day that Donald Trump is going to be re-inaugurated president. Now, this is nutty stuff. How do they come up with March 4? Until Roosevelt was president in the 1930s, March 4 was when the new president got sworn in. So that means Coolidge, Harding, Hoover, all of them, Wilson, Teddy Roosevelt, March 4. Why? Because the idea was that you needed some time to get ready to be president. So if you lost the election beginning in November, you had 4 more months. Well, they suddenly realized with the 30s that was too long. You had to make the transition quicker, and they changed it to January 20. But progressives don't, you have the woke people on the progressive side, but you have woke, in an odd way, woke people on the far right who have their own weird things too. And they think that there's some magic to March 4. We never should have changed it to January 20. Who knows why? And therefore, March 4 is the real inauguration day. It's going to be Trump. Trump Hotel in Washington tripled its rates for a lot of its rooms for the night of March 3rd and March 4. They know the guppies are swimming in. Suckers are coming in. And instead of spending $400 a night, they'll spend $1,200 a night. He jacked up the rates on his own people. This is sad. God, this is sad. Anyway, that's what they did. And the security was so concerned that Pelosi decided to recess the Congress early, the House of Representatives, and send them home. And some of them flew out last night, and the rest flew out early this morning. Because there's a lot of chatter that March 4, something's going down. You know, in a free society, you don't track everybody. People can sneak in and do things. The FBI is examining whether there's an insurgence of rental cars, hotel rooms, and so on. They're going to keep an eye on it. But you can't have your Congress adjusting its schedule because a mob might come to town. I mean, this is the United States, okay? This is not another country. Putting everybody on notice of this, you're going to find people like Ron Johnson, who will defend anything on the right. He's scared to death. He's going to lose re-election. Going back on his word, he said he would only do 2 terms. Now he's running for 3. He'll do anything to keep the cult base. Contact Ron Johnson. Contact another piece of work, Tiffany. This Tiffany from Hazelhurst or Fitzgerald. Contact these guys. Say, what do you think about that? Knock it off. Put out word that it's wrong. You don't want a mob coming to Washington on March 4 any other time. And you'll get a lot of chin music. They'll say, oh, we don't condone anything, but, premature, and what it is fake news, and blah, 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 blah. That's what you will hear from these guys. That's what you will hear from these guys. And that's the problem. You had 140 members of the House of Representatives who refused to vote to certify the election. They wanted to delay it. 140 led by Kevin McCarthy. Led by Kevin McCarthy. And you had a lot of senators who didn't vote to certify it in the Senate. Even the evening of the insurrection on January 6th, they still wouldn't do it. They still wouldn't do it. You have a sick Congress, and the sickness is in the Republican caucus. It is not only doing nothing to stop violence, but what it's doing is enabling violence. And they started it by lying about certification, saying that Joe Biden wasn't elected correctly. It was fraudulent. Our own senator said that. And then he tries to back off. And he'll say, like this Rick Scott and some of these people, well, he's in there, so he's in the White House, so he must be president. But I got to say, we're concerned about fraud. All he's doing is signaling a Trump cult base. It's all he's signaling, to stand back and stand by. Stand back and stand by. We need somebody in the Republican Party finally to get up and say this is wrong. You have Mitt Romney, you have Liz Cheney, and very few others. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.